spring house, but there was no spring. The water was piped in from the mountain, but there was a trough in there, and the water ran through the trough and then down to the barn to another watering place, and the milk was kept in crocks in the spring house. And then there was a woodshed.
How about the before you get into plumbing?
Oh, the toilet? No. Pretty.
Okay. Yeah, any other those are the two? The
outhouse.
Yeah. Okay, well, I mean, the outhouse, the toilet would be the natural, mm-hmm. or which of those three terms do you think would?
Pretty, I think, is what I heard more when I was growing up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the other building I wanted to ask you about was a place. Now, you mentioned the spring house. Did you ever dig a kind of a thing into a side?
A dairy. No, down at the Uncle Les house where my husband owns the farm now. They had a dairy dug down into the ground and walled up around with rocks and concrete.
Was it really like a cellar? It was really like a pit? Just a pit dug straight down into the ground. Did he ever use it for milk products?
That's what it was for. They kept their milk and butter down there.
But the reason I asked, that's certainly why it'd be called the dairy, but I've heard several times people talked about a dairy mainly in terms of storing potatoes and things in there in the winter.
Well, now some people probably did. Their dairy had a concrete floor in it, and you can't store potatoes in a concrete floor. Cellar and apple house.
Uh-huh. It was like a
cellar. We didn't have an apple house, but my neighbor up above had an apple house where they stored their apples, and the dairy was just like a cellar, and I believe their dairy had a concrete floor. They could have kept potatoes down there, I'm not sure.
But
they did keep their milk there.
That was mainly used for. Now, what about the largest outbuilding on the farm?
The barn.
Yeah, and what was that used for?
To store hay in the loft and keep the cattle and farm animals.
Did you ever call anything besides the loft?
Barn loft. No, I don't think ever. We always said barn loft. I don't think we just said loft. We said barn loft. Mm-hmm. In the barn loft.
Was hay mow ever used by anyone?
No, we never did. Mm-hmm. I've read it in stories, but I never even heard it.
Okay. That's used about 40 miles east of here.
Is that right?
In Sullivan County and in Washington County, which surprised me because it isn't supposed to occur this far south. Three or four different people.
Well, even when I read that in stories, I didn't really know why I had to pronounce it. I really know what it meant exactly. I knew it had something to do with, but I didn't know it was what we call the barn loft.
Well, the upper, how about a building or part of a building for storing grain?
A granary?
Yeah. Now, what they call the part in the granary that they actually put the grain in?
Bins.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard that called anything else?
I don't remember.
Have you ever heard it called a garner?
No, we
haven't. That's another word that occurs over there. And see, they call a garner the thing that they actually put the grain in. It's like the bins in the granary. They call that the garner. And it seems to me that one man was calling the hayloft. So the whole thing up there was the loft, but up in the loft, he said, up in the loft there were two hay mows, and it was kind of, I think they were kind of like bins, or kind of at least set off in some way. In other words, that hay mow was something within the loft, just as the garner is, the bin is something within the granary. How about a building for storing corn?
Crib.
Right.
Corn crib.
And a large